Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:48, 12 till 8, quickly to Jeff Nowak, WWL Sports Reporter. Get a Saints training camp report. I'm seeing reports that Tyrann Mathieu is back with the team, Jeff? Jeff, that's right. Yeah, I'm confused here for a second.
That's the scuttle out there. Jeff Duncan from NOAA.com this morning reported that he's back with the team. It's unclear whether he's going to be out for practice today. That's what we're going to have to find out in about an hour. The team is inside today, second indoor practice in a row. I think this was a scheduled one. They were forced inside yesterday due to inclement weather. But it's looking pretty safe to say that, you know, for tomorrow's open practice, it's going to be another full padded practice. There's a really good chance fans will get to see their first look at Tyrann Mathieu in a Saints uniform, so that's exciting.
And let's hope the Weather Crow operates. That is sold out, unfortunately, if you're looking for tickets or looking to go for that. What stood out to you yesterday at the practice, Jeff?
Well, one thing that came out after practice that we didn't actually see happen live, but it must have happened, you know, somewhere where the media wasn't able to spot, is apparently Smoke Monday suffered what's believed to be a significant knee injury. Mm. So we're going to have to kind of wait and see on that. But that's disappointing for him.
That's the Tennessee draft pick, right?
Kid out of Auburn.
Auburn, I'm sorry.
He was a UDFA, yeah. Right. And he's an impressive young player. I expect he'll stick around maybe if he has to go on IR. But, you know, that's a bummer for him. But beyond that, you know, Paulson Adebo just continues to stand out. He had another couple pass breakups yesterday. He's been really impressive. And I don't know if the Saints have ever had this much depth in the secondary because think about it, we're talking about all the depth. We haven't even seen Tyrann Mathieu out there. Mm. We've seen a lot more of Justin Evans and P.J. Williams. So that's really positive. I thought Jameis had his best day yet yesterday. He's been, I don't want to say it off, but he just hasn't been completely locked in. I think the first week and a half of camp, this is practice for a reason, you're getting better. But I thought he really, really was impressive yesterday. He hit Deontay Harris on the deep shot, which their connection on those deep balls is incredible. Jameis throws one of the best deep balls in the NFL. And so seeing that connection always inspires confidence. He also had a nice throw up to Chris Olave on the run. He was just sharp. And that's good to see going into week two.
In terms of his knee, is that all healed up? Do you see any type of residual effect from that at all? Or is he all better?
I mean, we've talked to him on the first day of camp. We haven't got a chance to talk to him since. So I think that'll be, you know, at the top of the question board of, you know, how are you feeling? But from an outsider perspective, from just watching him move around, I don't see any limitations. Like I said, he had a nice throw on the run. And whenever he gets out on the run, that's when I kind of watch really closely to see if he kind of has a hitch, if there's anything kind of slowing him down. But I haven't seen anything. You know, he might say there, he probably wouldn't even tell us, but I wouldn't be surprised if there is a little bit more soreness than usual in the first week of camp. Mm-hmm. But he's been out there. He hasn't been limited in any of the practices. So as far as we can tell, there's no limitations there.
Somebody texted in. It's an interesting question. Now, you've seen a couple of Saints practices. Do you notice a difference between those run by DA and Sean Payton?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about the individual drills per se, but there are a few differences. One is that we've only seen one set of one-on-one reps throughout the first, you know, how many, six practices, which is unusual from what I can remember. Practices have been a little quicker. I think the tempo has been a little higher. We've had all but one practice outdoors, which, you know, I don't know. I wasn't here for earlier in Sean Payton's career, but that definitely wasn't the case last year. There were a lot more indoor work, especially on the hotter days. Media has a lot more access in terms of where we can go on the field during practice, which has been nice. And they gave us a cooling tent, so that's been nice. So there have been a few little differences here and there. And we're also getting a lot more injury information. Sean was very, very hard on not giving out anything on injuries. And we found Dennis to be a lot more forthcoming. For instance, with Taysom Hill, we asked about Taysom Hill. He said, yeah, he took a shot in the ribs. He's going to be out a few days. I think if in Sean's regime, you would not have known. It would have been a lot of speculation. And I think that knowing that it's not the foot is a very important thing for Taysom, mm-hmm. because otherwise you get a lot of speculation there. So those are just a few of the differences. But and all these changes, it's like you never know what's the right way, what's the wrong way. But I think that with the new training staff in there, you're being a lot more scientific. And they are very cognizant of the fact that last year there was way too many injuries, and things need to be adjusted somewhat to try to mitigate that.
We only have a minute left. Any disappointments that you've noticed?
Disappointments? Yeah, I mean, obviously Smoke. I was a big fan of Smoke, so that's a disappointment. But otherwise, no. I mean, I think this has been a really fun and engaging camp, and I just hope we could avoid injuries. That's always been if I had to say a disappointment, probably not being able to see Taysom out there for the first week, not being able to see Tyron out there for the first week. Hopefully that all changes soon.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate your time. Have a good day and enjoy practice. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Jeff Nowak, WWL Sports Reporter. 7:54, 6 till 8. Again, the practice is sold out for tomorrow. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. It is time for traffic now on WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.